Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Webster defines privilege as a special right, advantage, or immunity granted or available only to a particular person or group. Well, it seems that this is what we're focused on these days, not only in the U.S., but throughout the world. Is there such a thing as white privilege? Well, let me give you some examples I use in my anger management workshop I teach each month. I will ask our workshop participants if they know what it means to be pulled over by law enforcement for DWB. Do you know what DWB is? Well, it's driving while black. Some of you already know what it was. Others might smirk. Others may even think that that's ridiculous, even if the statistics show that more black people are pulled over for no apparent infraction of the law. Let me ask you another question. Do you know what a sundown town is? Many black men do. They have identified certain towns, especially in the southern states of the U.S., as places you want to avoid after the sun goes down. But why? Because they will invariably be stopped by law enforcement for absolutely no other reason than because they are black. And the people in that community believe that they are a threat to the status quo. Oh, I could go on and on about why the Black Lives Matter movement in the world is so valid. But you can do a little research on your own. The facts will speak for themselves. But that's not what this meditation is about. No. I want us to focus on empathy today, and privilege might be our doorway to it. Let's ask ourselves, how can we empathize with others, especially those less fortunate than ourselves? Well, here's a brief story about Johnny. Maybe that'll help us get there. Johnny was a bright young child growing up in the inner city of Baltimore. He was only 4 years old. But his mother already taught him how to read. Johnny, like many of his friends in the neighborhood, hardly ever saw his father. And when he did, Mommy would always seem to be upset, and she'd end up crying after Daddy left the house. Johnny was used to hearing loud sounds outside, which turned out to be gunshots. Some of the loud bangs were far off, while others seemed very close. One night, Johnny and his mother were getting ready to go to sleep, and Mommy was reading Johnny a story. It was one of Johnny's favorite stories called Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. Johnny would always laugh, and it was a good way to fall asleep. But this particular night, Johnny didn't fall asleep in his usual way. No. See, Mommy was reading Johnny the story. They both heard several shots. Bang! Bang! Bang, bang, bang. Johnny got really scared and grabbed Mommy to hold on to her. Mommy didn't move. Mommy had blood all over her. And that was the last time Johnny ever saw his mother. Empathy. How can you and I live in empathy when the vast majority of us cannot relate to Johnny? Do you know that most kids living in Baltimore City have a protocol for gunshots? Yes. They're told by their parents what to do when they hear gunshots. Susie, go into the bathroom. Get into the tub. Leroy, go into the basement. Did you have a gunshot protocol when you were growing up? Hell, the most frightening thing I worried about when I was growing up was getting caught chewing gum in school. Most of us don't have a clue what kids today, black kids, inner city kids, kids without privilege, are going through, do we? For the rest of this meditation, may I suggest you think back at your childhood. Maybe it wasn't the greatest, but I'll bet you didn't have to live in fear the way the kids do today. Think about how good you had it as a child. Count all those blessings and become grateful for your own privilege. And then maybe you'll be able to empathize with those who have none.